This is going to be a red letter day. I can just tell. This is going to be a program to remember. Why? Because if you look at it on the internet, what we have planned to discuss today is not really earth-shattering. I mean, the guest we have for you this hour is beautiful and talented and knows how to pick a spouse. But other than that, oh, don't let appearances fool you, because today is another Toxic Talk Tuesday with a tongue-in-cheek edition. Her Eminence is back, my personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, to give us five reasons not to live more naturally. Yeah, that's right. You heard it right. Five reasons not to live more naturally. And we'd like to hear from you. Maybe you want to continue that tongue-in-cheekiness with us and add to her list. Or you really would like to live more naturally, whatever that means, but you don't because fill in the blank. Let me give you the phone number. If at any point in the next few minutes you say, I just got to get in on this conversation, dial 1-877-548-3675. 1-877-548-3675. This is Chris Fabry Live, and the website, just put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find us. All of the information that we have about our guest and featured resources today, chrisfabrylive.org. Last name is five letters, F-A-B is in fab, F-A-B-R-Y, chrisfabrylive.org. We have links there to Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter address is at Chris Fabry. Trisha McMillan's our producer, Lee Rugen is our engineer, and Elizabeth Asaturo will be answering your toll-free calls at that 1-877-548-3675 number. Well, friends, it's time for a conversation in free-range faith with my personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, a graduate of the University of Virginia, voted over Katie Couric as most likely to have a meltdown over a broken kombucha container. Andrea Fabry, welcome.
Well, the second part of that is very true on that container, but that's another story.
Congratulations. Again, voted the most likely to have a meltdown over a broken kombucha container. You care to explain that at all?
Oh, well, I just began continuous brewing of kombucha. And I'm going to start laughing because this does sound funny, but I happen to love kombucha. It can be a very healthy drink for some people. I know it is for me, and continuous brewing is one of the methods of making it. So I bought this huge, at least 3-gallon glass
container
with a spout. And so that's what you do. You just keep adding your mixture, and you don't have to clean it out maybe but once or twice a year. So it was full. Mm. And I had worked for weeks to build it up and get it just right.
Yes.
With the SCOBY just right.
What is a SCOBY?
SCOBY is a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast.
Beast.
Bacteria,
it is a beast,
yeah,
isn't it?
Bacteria and yeast. So that's what ferments the drink and then makes it healthy with all those probiotics. So anyway, it
shattered.
Broke.
Yeah.
Chris came to the rescue. He was so patient.
It was, we were at the compound and I heard this scream, yelling. It was like I knew that someone was not in pain. They were in
distress,
turmoil. It was just, help me, help me, help me.
Because it's full, the gallons and gallons, and it's just going everywhere into electronic. Oh, it was.
Help me, help me, help me. And I did. I ran. And
he
I
did.
Yes, and this is a one time. See, I usually try to minimize, you know, like if somebody breaks their arm or, you know, has a contusion and they're bleeding to death. You know, I say, you know, settle down, everybody. And I'm like the fireman. John Gager, who comes on here, I remember John Gager said, hold on. Everybody calm down. That's me. I just got everybody calm down. I'm the EMT. Calm down. We'll get this thing stopped. And then I picked it up and moved it over to the sink and had Kristen hold it so that
and
it
we
wouldn't.
Got a pile of towels. And it, yeah, my kitchen is spotless. And in fact,
see, look at
all
the
towels that I washed, my daughter goes, those towels smelled so good when they came out of the laundry. That's interesting.
And the place that you bought the container
took it back,
from,
even though I didn't have my
gave you a store credit. So all is
all
well.
All is well.
Andrea Fabry is the founder of Moms Aware, an organization dedicated to making you feel guilty about the way you live. No, not at all. It's dedicated to raising awareness about health and our environment. As a matter of fact, I was looking back 1 year ago, we talked about food.
Right, in January we did. Yes, we did.
So you decided today, and we just re-aired on January 1, we re-aired our very first Toxic Tuesday.
How to make laundry soap. Thank you for re-airing. I feel honored by that.
We're still getting letters. And today, though, you want to talk about something different. Five reasons not to live naturally.
Not to even care about this subject.
Yeah. And there are those people out there, aren't there?
Well, there are. And there are also people who are thinking about, you know, maybe I should be thinking a little bit. I don't know. Or it's a new year and you're ready to start something new and you have the sense you're already feeling defeated.
Yes. But every time you come on here, Andrea, I have to say this. Every time you come on here, I leave not feeling guilty about my choices. Even if I don't do what you're suggesting necessarily, I feel empowered somehow.
Well,
I can't put a finger on it.
I'm not sure if I believe that, but
no, I do. I really.
The goal really is to encourage you to think about it, mm-hmm. because when we change the way we think, even the Bible says this. You know, so a man is. So thinking differently, or at least challenging the way you're thinking, or encouraging you that sometimes just thinking about something in a different way can be very healthy.
So define our terms then. Five reasons not to live naturally. How do you define
natural? That can be
natural?
Hard, and we know this from food labels. What does natural mean? There's really no law about that. So in what I'm suggesting is living more according to the way God created the earth and its environment and its food. Mm-hmm. And since the introduction of chemicals in about 1940-something, and then they really made their way into our daily lives since about then, these are things that we've created and we've learned to make fish. We're now creating our own fish, genetic modification. Combining an eel with a salmon to make them bigger, and we're making our own plants. We've steered away from the way that God made us and our environment and our food. And I'm suggesting that we are paying a price for that. And it's not all bad. It's not like it's has no place at all. It's just that we've gone a direction with very little awareness or thought to what the long-term implications will be. And I think we're seeing some of that with the kind of chronic illnesses that we're seeing in young children even.
Yeah. So it can be food related. It could be
chemicals and that.
Chemicals.
Pesticides.
GMOs.
Yes.
We drink, the things we eat, the air we breathe, the way we clean.
The way we clean.
So that's what natural means. So why don't you, before we take a quick little time out here, why don't you go through all five of this? Tell me what the five are,
okay.
And then we'll discuss them, and then we'll take phone calls from people who are saying, well, I don't do this because this.
Great. Or anyone has something to say to challenge this.
Yes.
But the first one would be, it's unnecessary. I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Second one is expensive. You're talking expensive. The third is, it's overwhelming. I don't even know where to start. And again, these are reasons not to move in a direction toward more natural lifestyle. It's extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be one of those extreme people, and I don't want people thinking I'm crazy. And the fifth one is, it's hard.
The five reasons: unnecessary, expensive, overwhelming. Overwhelming. Extreme. And hard. Boy, those are really good reasons.
They are good reasons.
Not to live naturally. Now we're going to go through those, and I think we're going to hear the other side of the story from Andrea Fabry, my personal toxic life coach, on a Toxic Talk Tuesday.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
Andrea Fabry is our guest today on a Toxic Talk Tuesday here on Chris Fabry Live, online at chrisfabrylive.org. The phone number is 877-548-3675, 877-548-3675. Andrea is the founder of Moms Aware. You can go there and see the website. It's dedicated to raising awareness about what we're talking about here today. She's the co-host of Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman, by the way. If you go to the website, chrisfabrylive.org, you will see a link to a couple of places. Simple steps to living more naturally in your home. It's got a link right there. And then it has for some simple steps to eating more naturally. You got the link right there. So let's jump into this, Andrea, and let's discuss why this living naturally. Some people would say it's unnecessary.
I'm fine. And to which I would ask, these are good questions to ask yourself, and ones that I didn't ask about 5 to 10 years ago, because there are certain things I was just living with. But how do you sleep? How well do you sleep? How well do you feel generally? How do you feel after you eat? And do you take a lot of medication? Not that those medication in and of itself is bad, but the question is, what is fine? And the follow-up question would be, could life be better if I made some changes?
And you're going at this from a personal perspective. Wouldn't you have said these things?
I did say that. I would have said, and I did many times, I were just fine. We were doing great on our fast food diet, mm-hmm. which was 3 to 4 times a week.
More out of necessity because you had 9 children at the
time.
Well,
I did, and living the good life. You know, we were in all the activities, and that was hot. There's a lot of reasons not to even consider mm-hmm. making change. But we just have to understand as human beings, it is very hard to change, period.
As a matter of fact, your son told you the other day, remembered this thing, this person
He's
at church.
He's 22, and yeah. he said, hey, Mom, remember when you had a guest speaker at your MOPS group, which is Mothers of Preschoolers, and I was the oldest mother there because Brandon was 3 and I'm approaching 50. But
you were the only one in a walker, right?
I loved it. And the speaker came and she suggested, she did a thing on nutrition, which I just was not interested in at all. And she said, you know, I really do suggest limiting your fast food trips to one time a week. I called my friend. You're not going to believe what she's suggesting. And it's such a downer for us poor mothers of preschoolers. So that's where I come from. And I completely understand. And had it not been for medical necessity, that's where I'd still be.
Probably, yeah. Not here today talking about how unnecessary it is to live naturally.
And if you're also saying, well, things are fine with me, that's great. I would also say, but this is still worth thinking about for the sake of the next generation and the next generation, because it may be fine for you, and maybe you grew up in a really healthy time. My dad's 87, and you know what? I'd say he's doing fine.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him eat less sugar, but that's how I always am. Other than that, you know, he was born in 1925. Before all of this, you don't know how that has played, genetics and all that, but what about our children and our children's children? We're seeing some disturbing trends.
All right. So if you feel like it's unnecessary, that's what she would say about that. Here's my top thing for me is the expense. It's expensive.
It is.
To eat naturally.
It's expensive to eat good meats. I grant you that. If you're going to try and steer away from antibiotics and stick with organic, truly grass-fed beef and pastured chickens and all of that, you're going to pay more. I grant you that. However, what is the trade-off in terms of your short-term and long-term expense? What if you knew that you would be saving, and I'll just address this to you because this would be your number one. What if you knew would be saving money? It's like an investment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to reap the benefit.
I can't think of it that way because that chicken is looking at me, and I know how much you need to start an organic, Andrea's organic chicken farm. Boneless, skinless chickens by Andrea. No.
Again, the convenience of that, and when you take the whole chicken and you use it to its fullest,
it
it's amazing far you can stretch it. You find that you can eat less meat. But I would also say, it doesn't cost a lot to buy a head of cabbage and some salt and learn to ferment that. It isn't true that all good, healthy food is expensive. And you may find that you become an expert at the budget. you learn to buy a little bit less of this and you're buying less snack food. The kids aren't as hungry. There's a lot of benefits. But, you know, I look at our life and it did loom as expensive. I felt like we had no choice because we weren't getting medical answers. And I looked at our first aid cabinet and our medicine cabinet, and we were on a lot of medication that we're not on now. So sometimes, you know, you'll say it's a trade-off. But again, think of it as an investment and become good at it.
All right. In 20 years, every time I go to the doctor, I'm going to hold it. No. So expensive, yeah, but if you look at it in the long run,
you could be saving money. Are you
going to be healthier at the end of this? That's a good question to ask. What about those who are just saying, look, I hear you on, and God bless you, but it's overwhelming.
Yeah. You are the one I just can't wait to talk to. I completely get that. In fact, it makes me cry because I just felt so overwhelmed with making these changes for my family and for myself. So what I do, I want to encourage you that it's not an all or nothing. I need to just do it all or I shouldn't try. I think this is a good spiritual opportunity to think this is why we don't become a Christian. It's like, well, I have to be perfect.
Be perfect.
I have to get all the sin out of my life before I do that. It's like, well, no, this is just a step. And if when you take one step, it's amazing how quickly you're excited to take the next step. But if you jump ahead and you think I've got to take this out of my kids, it's paralyzing.
Yes. And this happens on the weekend when the kids are getting ready to go back to school after a long break, and you think about snacks, you know.
Just snacks. Well, we're getting on to number five.
Well, but
you know, but yeah.
What I was going to say is you have to prepare. There is a sense of...
Life becomes, it's very different. But the other thing I'll say about overwhelming, it's overwhelming in the short run. The good news is once you make changes, it's actually easier in some ways. Not in everything. We'll get to number five. But the overwhelming part is our brain that just has a hard time grasping any type of change. I mean, we are really... This is our life. Our modern day life is built on fast foods and pharmacies. And, you know, I mean, this is it.
Okay. So if you're overwhelmed, keep listening. Keep listening. And I think that's what your challenge is about, like 10 steps.
We broke it down into 10 steps, one step each month. And again, if you're not thinking about month 10, you're just thinking about, I have 4 weeks. Well, for instance, the first one is for the chemical challenge in your household is buy these five things: Borax, washing soda, white vinegar. I can't remember the
hydrogen other. Peroxide.
No, it might have been these five things: Castile soap, and that's all you have to do in a month. Well, that's doable.
I can do that.
I don't have to worry about what to do with them or replace anything.
I did that while my oil was changed. But they broke the thing in the bottom
that's
of it,
another
and that's
story.
Another
he
story.
10 gallons of white vinegar for me. I was so
You should see them. Every time I got the security guards going after me, every time I go out, what are you making with that, sir?
So that's what we're trying to do with the 10 steps is to help make it less overwhelming. We do the same thing with dietary changes.
Bite-sized simplicity with Andrea.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. So unnecessary, she's answered it. Expensive, yeah, well, it's long run. Overwhelming, mm-hmm. Oh, she understands you. What about those who would say, this is just so extreme? I mean, this is extreme.
And you know, the good news is you don't have to be, you're you. And
really?
This is about...
Wait a minute.
Let me take that in. You're not supposed to jump in there. Let me finish.
It might not sound
so demeaning.
I just got to respond. You're you. I love that thought.
It's okay to take it at your pace. Again, it's about heading in a direction. And I would also challenge the thinking that, well, I don't want to be extreme. Well, I don't know that our faith grants us that. I'm thinking that sometimes spiritually, well, I don't want to be one of those people. And oftentimes that keeps us from even becoming a Christian. Well, I don't want to be one of those extreme people. Well, you don't have to be. Just be you. And just be willing to think about integrating some changes the other part is you don't have to broadcast that and make everybody else understand and see it. Just do what you do and live the way you feel called to live. And if that is for your family, living a little bit more naturally, then great.
It comes down to whether what you're saying is true or not. If living this way, if living a natural way is going to help you, is going to be advantageous to your health and your children and your family and your dog and the neighbor, you know, if that's true, then who cares what people think about it?
We don't teach our kids this. We tell them some different choices.
We actually do, though, in a lot of ways. And we say, because we care more about what other people think than living our own lives. And we buy into that. And the peer pressure, and we got to have this and that and buy, you know, because so-and-so has this.
It's true, but we'll tell our kids, listen, don't worry about what the other kids think.
Yeah,
you just do your thing.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're worried about being extreme, then don't worry about that anymore. And now, the last one is the best one, though, because this is the truest of the five. Yeah, it's expensive. You can feel it's unnecessary, overwhelming, extreme. Yeah, you know, there's a bit of truth in all of that, other than the unnecessary. It's hard.
It's hard. And every day I'm reminded that it would be easier to run through a fast food and bring dinner home than do what I do. There is no way I would ever say, well, this is a breeze. The good news is it gets easier. But it's still hard.
You know, he's making lunch for yourself or for others, it's a time-consuming task when you try to live this way. I'm thinking of Tricia, going to have a baby.
I know.
She's got to decide, do I do the cloth diapers or do I do the disposable diapers? Why would you not do disposable? It's so much easier. It's going to take you less time. Nate goes down, buys the things. You go, you put them on, you take them off, you throw them away. You don't have to wash. You don't have to clean.
Every new mother has these decisions to make, and you can't do it all.
Right.
And so you make your choices, and that's what thinking about this will give you. It's amazing how God will, again, if we're believers, we understand that he helps guide us, and he's not sitting there with his hands on his hip saying, you know, get it right. Do everything, you know, right. It's like, but that's not what this is about. This is allowing some room to choose what is realistic for you.
All right. We're going to take some calls. 877-548-3675. Let me quickly go to East Canton. Amy is on the line. Amy, you identify with what we're talking about today.
Yes. I'm sitting outside the grocery store getting ready to go in. But I'm definitely one of the overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And just because there's so much information and what's the...
Yeah.
The right way to go, if that makes sense.
So you want to know, with all the information that's out there, you don't know the information and you want to know where to start? Is that your basic question?
No, it's more like I know snippets of everything and who's the right.
Yes. Oh, with the diet, you know.
And conflicting information.
Oh,
one person says one thing, one person says another.
Now, do you have a family?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Two young boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two young boys. She's outside the grocery. This is the perfect call. She's outside the grocery store.
So glad you called, Amy.
She's getting ready to go inside. Now, what's Andrea going to say to her on the Toxic Talk Tuesday? We'll talk about it right here on Chris Fabry Live. ChrisFabryLive.org is the website. 1-877-548-3675 is our toll-free number. Hey, if you're not following me on Twitter, you missed my latest tweet, which is a quote directly from the program today by Andrea Fabry. Quote, you're you. See what you're missing? You got to follow me on Twitter at Chris Fabry. Go to ChrisFabryLive.org. Andrea Fabry is here talking with Amy in East Canton, who's sitting outside the grocery store with her two boys, two young boys, getting ready to go inside and wondering what I'm going to buy in there. And I'm overwhelmed that I want to live this way, and I don't. So, and all this conflicting information.
Oh, Amy, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel this pain, and I just want to applaud you for even being willing to think about it. See, again, entertaining the idea that maybe there are good choices for my kids versus ones that might do them harm down the road is a good way to think.
Right.
Do you have to get this all right away? I just don't know how that's possible. And I want to encourage you as a mom. I think our voice, our instinct as moms gets silenced sometimes by all the information.
I agree.
And
yeah.
What do you mean by that, though?
I think that you're the mom. And you obviously know something's up when it comes to food and what you want to feed your kids, how you want to raise them. I can tell that you just get that. The hard part is, well, I don't know what to do because they say this and they say, and I found the diet information to just be one of the most overwhelming areas that I had to deal with. And yet I also knew that I was determined to wade through it and not let the fear of one person's opinion paralyze me, that I could handle other people's opinions. And in the end, I feel like we came upon something that really worked for us as a family and then as individuals. What everybody has in common, though, thankfully, is that the processed foods probably aren't as good as real food. So there's this real food movement kind of growing, grassroots effort, and struggling with what to call it. You know, real food is just food in its original packaging as God made it. That's the way I see it. And so, as long as you're kind of, well, not as long as anything, just keep going, you know? And if all you do is think about this for the next year and kind of survey everything and then make a decision on changes you want to implement over time, great. But you don't have to walk into that store today and feel guilty for...
Or afraid. Yeah.
Because I just don't think that God is not a God of confusion. We tend to make life confusing. Mm-hmm. And when we step back and just give ourselves room to kind of learn and grow in a very difficult world, you know, I mean, this is very tough. A young mom, I do really feel for you.
Okay. But see, here's the thing, and I'll just put a little plug in here for you. This is what you have always said to moms, especially young moms that you know, and I'm thinking Tricia here too. There is this God-given thing that you have, a power that you have as a mom to protect your kids, to think for your kid, you know, to
so strong.
And don't short sell yourself.
Yes.
And if there's something, a question about, I wonder if we should be eating that much, fill in the blank.
And it's okay that I can think about this. And even with medical experts, it's okay to ask questions or say, you know, when something doesn't seem right as a mom, it's okay to ask questions. I say that I know that you did a program for Tricia on advice for her, you know, and I felt that from day one as a new mom. I cannot handle all the advice because I wanted so much to do it all right. And I didn't, you know, none of us have. There's not one mother who's done it all right. That's not the point. But do you love your child? I know I've loved my child, but did I do it all right? I would go back and change a lot. But that's not what it's about, getting it right.
Glad you called, Amy. God bless you.
Yes.
May you make some good choices in there.
No pressure.
Don't try to get it all right now. Shirley, Indiana. Juliana is on the line. Hi, Juliana. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm so thankful that you're approaching the way you are because this has been a journey that I've been on for about 7 years. And so many times people look at you like you have three heads. When you explain what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I love the approach that you had at the beginning because a lot of times that's what I get from people, you know, well, it's too hard and it's too expensive and, you know.
Yes.
This is something that's dear to my heart. And
Did you do it because of a health issue in your life?
Yes. About 18 years ago, they diagnosed me with fibromyalgia. And went through all the medical everything. And I kept hearing people come into my life say,
get off the chemicals, get off the white flour, white sugar.
I'm sure when you heard that, did it feel overwhelming?
Well, I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding, you know, that can't help. How is that going to do anything? And finally, after years of, you know, trying medicines that didn't work or shots or, you know, all these different therapies and nothing helped, I started looking into the natural part of it. And lo and behold, I had things start happening in a positive way. And so it was a real, real blessing to have, you know, things start working and getting answers. But now, after I've been into it for, you know, the last 7 years, it's sometimes when you talk to even, you know, close family or friends, they look at you crazy because, you know, well, we don't eat that. This is what we do.
Well, it's extreme depending on where someone is coming from. But, you know, your example just speaks louder than any words of explanation. You know, that's quite a story.
What about your, are you married, Juliana?
Yes, yes. In fact, we're getting ready to spend or celebrate our 30th anniversary at the end of this month.
Are you really? Congratulations.
So, yeah. Thank you. And our kids are grown and we have grandchildren. But the eye-opener for my husband was when he started reading labels with me. And he is in the automotive industry. And he was reading a box of Kick Mix and he said, oh, my gosh, this has propylene glycol in it. He said, that's like the main ingredient in antifreeze.
Yes.
And then, so he started, you know, paying attention and helping and, you know, which I didn't know what propylene glycol was, you know. But that helped me because then he was on board. And about 7 years ago, we bought a little farm and we raise our own chickens and eggs. And
Really?
Yeah, we have, right now we have 3 baby calves and a little heifer that's, well, she's not little anymore. She's about 600 pounds. We've raised 1 pig, and we named the animals food. We had the pig named Ham, and we had a bull named Chuck, and it makes it easier when it comes time to take them to the,
You know what you should do is name them after people who work on our program here. You know, one Chris, one Tricia, and Lee, and I don't know, you might want to.
But, you know, your story, Juliana, just, you know, reminds us that this was a journey. Just like you said, you didn't make all of these changes overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, and I applaud. I think there are a lot of people. I have an email here I could read you. A lot of people who would say, I want to get back to that, and I just don't know how to do it. It seems too hard right now. Thanks for telling us your story. Let's go to Minnesota. Bethany's in St. Cloud.
Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
Great to talk with you.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question is, I'm on a very, very limited budget for groceries, and I agree with everything you said, and yes, I agree it's overwhelming, but how can you get the most bang for your buck, essentially? Where's the best place to start economically wise?
Have you studied or heard of or had any cultured vegetables?
No.
I don't think I've ever heard that question before on this program.
I just will say I think that's one of the most affordable things we can do for our health.
What
and
is
there
a cultured
are so
vegetable?
Many that is fermented, and of course we're so terrified of food sitting out, and you basically let food sit out. But we're used to pasteurized and canning and that kind of heating food and then storing it. This is the opposite of that. But the good news about culturing vegetables is it is so cheap.
Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Sauerkraut.
Okay, sauerkraut.
You
buy cabbage.
Cabbage, which is very affordable, and I know you have some salt on hand. It's better to get good quality salt. So again, organic is better. But again, we're talking about a head of cabbage. So you can afford to buy organic cabbage, assuming they have it. If they don't, then just try and clean it as best you can and hope that it will culture, because sometimes it will. But what that does for the immune system is simply the most fascinating, exciting thing to understand that we are, our internal environment not only reflects our outdoor environment, but it is, it can go one of two ways. And I know Juliana would agree, having been so sick and then seeing things work again, like she said, well, the immune system, most of it is in the intestines, and there's a lot of fermentation that goes on in there. Well, if you're growing, if you're leaning a direction towards sugars and processed foods, there can be a lot that grows that's really weighing you down. With cultured food, properly fermented food, you're introducing that good probiotic bacteria and yeast and that type of thing. And but that's what I will tell you. It's Bethany, right?
Yes.
Is affordable. And again, you take that one step at a time, and just entertaining that thought of, okay, so I could transform these vegetables into something that's filling and healthy. And if you like the taste of, because a lot of people are afraid of the taste of sour foods, but say vinegar, oil and vinegar in a salad, or a sour mustard. You know, there are foods that we're in, pickles and that kind of thing. And most of what we see in the store isn't truly fermented, because we have to package it and store it, and we have to heat it in order
and
to.
And usually they add a little high fructose.
Other stuff, yes.
But the point of that is then to allow your body to digest the food.
If you pre-digest it, you're not going to have to work as hard. But going back to the money aspect of this, I just feel for the money invested, even in a fermentation jar, and then learning this, I can't imagine a better investment, you know, and that's why I love kombucha and water kefir and dairy kefir and homemade yogurt and all that, because your actual food that you're buying isn't that expensive. You get to transform it through this process into something that's so good for you and has been affordable.
As long as the container doesn't break.
But I understand that. Oh, yeah. I understand that the meat is what overwhelms people. Grass-fed beef, yeah. Truly organic. And organic fruits and vegetables overwhelms people. And I understand that. Imagine a world where you don't have to eat as much in order to feel full. That's what the good news is about. When you start to eat in a healthy, natural way, you aren't as hungry all the time.
That's a good one step there thing for you, Bethany. Glad you called here today on Chris Fabry Live, a production of Moody Radio in Chicago. Andrea Fabry, our special guest on a Toxic Talk Tuesday.
To reach the studio now, call 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-LIVE-675.
Living naturally is expensive and overwhelming, extreme, and some say unnecessary, and a lot of people say hard, but is it worth it? That's what we're talking about on this Toxic Talk Tuesday edition of Chris Fabry Live with Andrea Fabry, founder of Moms Aware. Find out more about her at chrisfabrylive.org. If they link through to you, can they find some kind of fermentation thing that you were talking about?
Oh, yes. That's in the Natural Year Challenge, our 10 steps to changing your diet, and that is one of, I think, actually 3 months, 2 or 3 months we spend on that to take it in bite-sized pieces, no pun intended on that one.
Molly is in Minnesota and Pine River. Hey, Molly, join the conversation.
Hi, you guys. I'm just wondering, during this flu season and all the hype about everybody having the flu and yada yada, we use Lysol all the time. We use it on our shoes when we get home. We spray down our doors. We spray down the floors. What would be a good alternative to Lysol?
Oh, I'm so glad you called.
She's beaming, Molly. Thank you.
But, you know, again, can I applaud, because I hear small children, can I applaud you for even asking that question? Mm-hmm. You know, keep going. You're
Send
a good
her a
mom.
Yeah. Good job.
You are a good mom, and it's okay that you're using Lysol, you know? So, but there are great alternatives, and the ones that pop into my mind are tea tree oil. Have you ever heard of that?
Yep.
Okay. When you put that in some white vinegar, and because tea tree oil is a marvelous antimicrobial, antiviral, antibacterial, it's everything. It's very strong, very natural, and very good for you. You can even, then you don't have to worry about the kids getting a hold of it. They could be okay if they took a sip of it. But you put it in the white vinegar. You can also use tea tree oil with water and spray that. Grapefruit seed extract is harder to find, so never mind on that. I would stick with the tea tree oil. White vinegar is very good. White vinegar followed by hydrogen peroxide. There have been tests that show that that's very effective for 99 point whatever percent of viruses and that kind of thing. The one that I'd really recommend, and this is something you could plant for maybe next year, next flu season, that would be vinegar of the four thieves. And historically, this was used during the plague. And it's simply raw apple cider vinegar with herbs steeped in it for 4 to 6 weeks. So you're, again, this is what I love. You're creating something very affordable, and you don't have to have all six herbs. There's lots of different recipes on the internet that could mix you up. It doesn't matter. You know, you just, and you could even add tea tree oil to that. But that is very strong. I love having that. I always have it. And if we had a flu or something, I would spray it in the room. I'd spray it all over. And then I don't have to worry about the kids getting a hold of it.
And like peroxide, would peroxide be okay to spray like on your fabrics and stuff? It's not going to, like, if it was straight peroxide, do you think it would?
It, well, you know, it's a bleaching agent, so it could discolor. I would want to strongly dilute that. I probably on fabrics would go with the white vinegar, the tea tree oil.
Do a test and see what it does. Yeah. Just like they say with a carpet, you know, anything that you use. Really great questions, Molly.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. You know, you mentioned the plague. Unfortunately, everybody didn't use that.
True.
You know, the fourth thief thing. Connie is in Chicago. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Chris. I just wanted to thank you for your program and Andrea. I love it when you guys are on together. And
thank you.
I want to say that the last time, Andrea, I heard you were on, it was on the laundry detergent.
Uh-huh.
And I had noticed that my husband and I, at night, as we would go to bed, we'd have this funny tickle cough. And we've had it for years, and we never realized associated with an allergy. And so after you gave that recipe for the laundry soap, we went out and bought all the ingredients. I made it that same day. I stripped all the bedding down and washed everything. And that was the first night we went to bed without coughing. And we realized we developed a sensitivity to the chemicals mm-hmm. in the laundry detergent and to the dryer sheets.
So you had used dryer sheets? Okay, I wondered about that.
Uh-huh. We had used dryer sheets too. And so, as you suggested, we put in vinegar in the rinse cycle. And I'm telling you, I was so surprised at, you know, no static, no how the clothes came out of the dryer.
It is a surprise, isn't it? Yeah, it's very...
I was shocked that it didn't smell like vinegar, but it had, you know, a fresh smell to it, which, like you said, smelled like nothing. And I was so thrilled that we got this discovery just by listening to your show.
Well, good for you for going and doing that. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's only been 2 weeks. If was it the January 1st program?
Yes. And also, we've been doing all our laundry after that. And I'm telling you, our clothes are so soft. Much softer than with the dryer sheets.
Huh.
There you go, Andrea. I mean, I can see a bill in Connie's future. That's great feedback. And there are more of you who are emailing and calling. Sorry, but we'll come back and do this again.
Oh, I have so many exciting topics for this year. Yes, thank you for
waiting
till February.
Can say this is the only guest that I have on the program that I say goodnight to every night. Well, almost every night. I see the hand coming over and banging me on the head. Hey, see ya. All right, so anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just, thanks for listening. You know what? That takes a lot to even listen to this subject because it can be uncomfortable at times. So thanks for participating.
Entertaining the thoughts.
Yes.
On a Toxic Tuesday here on Chris Fabry Live, if you'd like to find out more about Andrea, you'd like to find about Moms Aware, and we have the links right there. that Tricia has put on the main page, just go to chrisfabrylive.org. You can even go back into the archives and listen to the program that we aired a couple of weeks ago, the very first Toxic Talk Tuesday, if you didn't hear that, chrisfabrylive.org. Thanks for listening. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago.